Only a small percentage of pregnant people in the U.S. give birth at home, but that number is growing at a time when rural obstetric units continue to shutter. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports on efforts in Iowa to license midwives who specialize in home birth.
Mandy King lays on a big brown couch at Shifra Birth Services in Vinton, Iowa. Soft piano music streams from a TV in the background. Her three young children play with toys and tablets next to her. Her midwife, Bethany Gates, examines King's very pregnant belly. On this early spring day, she's 38 weeks.
Feels like her head right here.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely her head right there.
Okay, good.
King has never given birth at home, but she wants to give it a try. She says she's a homebody and really didn't like giving birth in a sterile hospital setting. She thinks she'll be more comfortable at home with her family.
So just the experience of being at home, I think, is going to be, like, amazing for my mental health, I think. There was just a lot of, like, crying, a lot of just, like, I miss my other kiddos, I want to be together as a family, you know? So I'm really excited for that aspect.
King's birth will be overseen by Gates and a second midwife. Gates has attended around 100 home births in the past 5 years. She says last year, during the pandemic, demand for her center's home birth services surged.
We had like 120 inquiries from prospective clients, and we were not even able to take half of them.
There are somewhere around a dozen certified professional midwives like Gates in Iowa. These are non-nurse midwives who are certified through programs approved by the North American Registry of Midwives. Unlike nurse midwives, their main focus is home births for low-risk pregnancies. But Iowa is one of more than a dozen states that don't license certified professional midwives. That leaves people like Gates operating in a legal gray area. Gates says this drives skilled midwives underground, and even out of unlicensed states like Iowa, where at the same time, rural OB units are closing down.
We're not going to make OB units open, but we're going to be extra manpower to help. So, you know, if an OB unit closes in a county where there's a midwife, that midwife's automatically going to be a lot busier. So licensure allows more midwives to come into the state to help fill that void.
The Iowa House recently passed a bill that would establish a licensing board for midwives. The bill received bipartisan support from lawmakers, who agree with the midwives that licensure will help address Iowa's growing maternity care deserts. But the state's major hospitals and healthcare providers don't see it that way. Critics say the bill doesn't require enough strong transfer agreements and coordination between midwives and hospitals. This could result in medical liability issues. Dennis Tibben is a lobbyist for the American Academy of Pediatrics and Iowa Medical Society. He spoke at a recent legislative hearing.
So we're setting up a scenario here where if there is a complication occurring, that we're going to be dropping women in an emergency department with no warm handoff. And that is not a scenario that we are comfortable with. We believe that that is a very dangerous situation.
The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG, has a more nuanced view. Lindsay Jenkins is an OBGYN and the Iowa legislative chair for ACOG. The organization doesn't oppose licensure, but would like certain restrictions to make it safer, like limiting midwife scope of practice to carefully defined low-risk pregnancies.
The problem with obstetrics is everything goes really well until all of a sudden it doesn't.
To address hospitals' concerns, some states, like Indiana, have put additional restrictions on certified professional midwives. They have to carry medical liability insurance and have a formal collaboration with the physician. That's created new challenges for midwives like Mary Helen Ayers in central Indiana. She says it's very hard to find an insurance company that covers home birth midwives or a physician who will sign off on the collaboration.
Doctors are very, very conscious of their liability and do not want to expand it. So I don't blame them.
Ayers says these additional restrictions have done nothing but make it even more difficult for midwives to practice in her state. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.